Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson Wagner. I'll be your host on Inside MLB tonight, along with my partner, Will McLaughlin. And today we'll be recapping the 2016 MLB draft, and that includes many things like our first impression and who we think has the five best drafts. We'll be going to the draft tracker, every 2015 picks, Draft Central, and more. Fans, remember, you too can be part of the show if you call at 516-666-9990 or at our tab at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. But, Will, before we get into it, we're going to start about a scheduling conflict that we're going to be having next week. I'm going on a mission trip, so Will is going to be taking over solo by himself for all five shows next week. And then the Monday after next week is going to be our 50th episode, so make sure you tune into that. And, Will, so I'm pretty sure you're excited to do the week by yourself. And then, obviously, I'll be back for the 50th episode.
Yeah, and fans, we'll be having a special co-host for all five of those days. His name's Ethan Taylor. I mean, he's just a real baseball junkie, a lot of fun stats, and very entertaining, as Benson is.
And just to clarify, Will McLaughlin will be doing it solo by himself for all 5 days, and then he's going to get 7 off days whenever he chooses. And again, by himself, nobody else.
Come on.
Okay, let's get into it. All right, well, so let's just start with the first impression of the 2015 MLB draft and the show that we did yesterday and on Tuesday.
I think it's just a really... It was a really exciting draft. I mean, as we saw, there were a lot of good late-round draft picks and a lot of good early draft picks. I mean, this was one of the best classes we had, especially for shortstops.
I mean, the first thing I think of is how many shortstops were. First pick, Dansby Swanson. Second pick, Alex Bregman. Third pick, Brendan Rodgers. 3 shortstops in a row. Never happened ever. So in 50 years, first thing, it's pretty impressive. And secondly, I mean, the Houston Astros, Colorado Rockies, and Los Angeles Dodgers, and then the 3 best teams in this draft, and we'll go into that later in the show with my reasoning and everything. I mean, Will, who do you have with, like, the top 3 guys that you, top 3 teams that you think are the best draft?
I think the Kansas City Royals did pretty good. I think the Cincinnati Reds did pretty good. I think the Chicago Cubs did pretty good.
All right, yeah, the Chicago Cubs drafted Mount Lebanon hometown Ian Happ, which obviously Will and I were very excited about that.
Yes.
I mean, when I, like, try to break this year's draft down, I mean, I just think, like, really how well teams truly fared in this draft won't be known until, obviously, this career was played out and on the diamond over the next 2 decades. And that makes trying to assess how Cubs did immediately after the draft ended a dicey proposition because, I mean, we're not going to know anything about them before they actually go to the show, I mean, over the next 20 years, and we'll maybe still be doing Inside MLB then. And I guess we'll remember the 2015 draft while we're doing the 2035 MLB draft. And I just think it's just so hard to do this like right after the draft ended because we don't know who's going to do what or what later on guy is going to pan out or what's going to happen where.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely be cool if we saw some of the guys that got drafted today and were able to do analysis on them when they make it to the show.
I mean, like a year ago, for example, I mean, when I was watching the 2014 draft, I don't know if Will or not was or not, but I mean, after watching the draft, I had the Astros as having the second-best draft in baseball. but then number one overall pick Brady Aiken failed his post-draft physical, and Houston didn't sign him. And also some high school pitchers, Jacob Nix and Mac Marshall, also went unsigned. And then I realized their guys that they got didn't look nearly so impressive. So, I mean, guys couldn't sign, and that's also a big part of it. And we may think somebody had a great draft, but then their best guy doesn't sign, and he goes to college. And then everything just blows up, and we think differently about it.
Yeah, definitely.
But, and one thing that we do have to mention about the Astros not getting Knicks, Baxman, Marshall, and Brady Aiken, I mean, it really did help them pump up this year's draft. I mean, they received the number two overall choice as compensation for not signing Aiken, and they earned the number five selection based on having the fourth worst record a year ago, giving them the highest prediction draft history. That went a long way to help them make the best initial impression in this year's draft. And as I said earlier, that's who I have at number one. And even though the Astros didn't sign Aiken, I mean, it really helped them this year. And when you think there could be a strategy down the line, like, for example, let's say the Diamondbacks don't sign Dansby Swanson or something like that, even though Aiken was because of a physical, and then they have this high of picks, like now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even though it is sort of a strange strategy that could be happening, Aiken was obviously because of the physical, but would you rather take, like, a Dansby Swanson or the following year, the number two and five overall pick?
Well, I mean, that's really a hard question. I would probably have the two first-round picks just because, I mean, that's two opportunities instead of one, and there has definitely been a lot of first-round picks that have been bust. So I think with two really early picks, it's just a little more certainty that you're going to get a MLB star out of at least one of them.
And, I mean, how I figured out the top five people, like teams that fared in the draft, I also factored in obviously how good they are, and then also the expected kind of ability, like high school guys that probably aren't going to sign, or college guys that are going to go back for the senior year or something like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd love to start. Well, who do you have at the first best overall draft?
What player?
Team.
Who did the best?
Yes.
I think the Chicago Cubs did. I mean, I just think overall throughout the whole draft, they always seem to pick the guy that everyone else was wanting for. So I think they're going to get some future MLB stars out of this 2015 draft class.
Another thing that was the smartest way to go, because the Houston Astros, I mean, they were dominant. They had the number two and five overall picks. I mean, that alone was going to make it a strong draft. Louisiana State's Alex Bregman, who was the number two overall pick, he draws comparison to Dustin Pedroia, and he has a better chance to stay at shortstop, while plant high outfielder Kyle Tucker has better all-around tools than his brother Preston, who is a big leader with Houston. When multi-talented Eagles landing Christian Academy dad Cameron's reporter price tag made him available with the Astros' third choice at number 37, it gave them three of the seven best prospects on MLBPlayerOne.com's draft top 200, as their record $17.3 million bonus pool gives them the spending power to sign all of them. It also left room for them to grab Cal State Fullerton right-hander Thomas Eshelman, the best strike thrower in college baseball history, and Texas Christian right-hander Riley Farrell, a power arm reliever who should advance quickly. And, well, I don't know where you're getting the Cubs here from, but they got Bregman, they got Tucker, they got Cameron, they got Farrell, and they got Eshelman. So, I mean, those guys alone, I mean, it was a dominant draft. And if all these guys sign, the Houston Astros now have a whole class ready to just come in within the next 5 to 7 years and basically keep the Houston Astros going with already the line of prospects that they have.
I'm not so sure about that. I think the Houston Astros, I think they drafted a whole bunch of busts.
Okay, well, we'll see in the next 20 years how your Cubs doing this year's draft to how the Astros do. All right, so who do you have at number two who's having the best draft?
I'm going to have to go down with the Houston Astros. Yeah,
okay.
Like you said, they just bought a whole bunch of great first-round picks. But I don't think they're going to be as good as the Cubs draft class.
So what I hear you saying here is the Houston Astros guys are going to be bust, but they have the second best draft, in your opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Well, mine, I already have the Astros, so they're off the board for me. I'm picking the Rockies here because they own the number 3 and 27 choices. Left Colorado perfectly positioned to grab the high school position player and pitcher with the highest ceilings in the draft. Lake Mary High shortstop Brendan Rodgers, the number 3 overall pick, and MLB Pipeline.com top-rated prospect. He has 20-plus home potential, and he has solid tools across the board. Prep right-handers tend to slide a bit in the first couple of rounds, and Stroudsburg High's Mike Nikorak fell into the Rockies' lap at number 27, despite his obvious athleticism and making it of a mid-90s fastball and a plus curveball. The rest of Colorado's best picks all hailed from California. Projectable Poe high third baseman Tyler Nevin, polished San Dimas high right-hander Peter Lambert, and second baseman and advanced San Diego right-hander David Hill. I mean, they got Brendan Rodgers. He's the highest ceiling in the draft, as we talked about. They got Mike Nikorak, the highest ceiling for the pitcher in the draft. And then they got great guys like Tyler Nevin, Peter Lambert, and David Hill. So overall, well, I just think the Rockies had a fantastic draft, and that's why, I mean, they didn't have as great as the Astros, but they did have a fantastic draft, and be super excited about the Rockies fan right now.
Okay, true.
All right, well, so you do have it number 3.
The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay, and your reasoning?
Even though they didn't have any of the really top players, I think they got a lot of guys that were more like sleepers, per se, in your fantasy football league for NFL. I mean, I just think a lot of these guys are going to blossom out to be great players.
All right, so with number 3 guy, I have the Dodgers because, I mean, they had a pair of first-round picks, which is always key. That allowed it to capitalize on 2 of the best college starting pitchers, so much further than expected. Vanderbilt righty Walker Buehler, the number 24 overall pick, throws strikes with 4 pitches with solid or better potential, and he was the best prospect in the Cave Cod League last summer. Though he wasn't as sharp this spring as he was as a sophomore, Louisville right-hander Kyle Funkhauser, whose physical frame and 92-96 mile-per-hour fastball made him the top prospect on the U.S. National Collegiate team last summer, looked like a top-10 selection before a late-season slump. Plano senior high outfielder Mitch Hansen has solid tools across the board and got picked from high enough to sign him away from a Stanford commitment. Senior right-hander Josh Spores can reach 98 miles per hour with his fastball, and he has had success as both a starter and reliever at one of college's baseball's top programs. The Dodgers' big first day meant they had to go more conservative afterward, though they did land by junior college third baseman Willie Cahoon, who led all JUCO players with 31 homers in sprint. So, I mean, they got Walker Buehler, great pitcher. They got Kyle Funkhauser. They got Mitch Hansen. They got Josh Spores, and they got Willie Cahoon, a great draft for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they're already doing so well. I mean, the Dodgers just keep getting plethora of talent every single year, and this class is going to take over when the older guys go down.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers, they always seem like they're going to win the whole thing, but they just don't. I mean, I think the Dodgers have always been a disappointing team, as they always seem to be the favorite and have the best roster every single year.
Well, who do you have it for?
The Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, this team, I think Dansby Swanson alone is by far the best player in the draft, and I just think getting him is just such a big get.
I'm going to have to take the Tampa Bay Rays here because they're the first 3 teams on this list. They all benefit from extra choices. And Tampa Bay excelled without any bonus selections. Niske Yuna High's Gary Whitley has the highest amount of deep crop of prep outfielders in the draft. Wilson High's Chris Betts offers the most offensive upside among the available catchers. The Rays also snags 2 more potent bats in Maryland second baseman Brandon Lau, the Virginia outfielder Joe McCarthy, as well as potential late-inning relievers in Dallas Baptist right-hander Brandon Cook and Tulane right-hander Ian Gabau. So, I mean, they didn't have any bonus selections. They still got amazing guys like Garrett Whitley, Chris Betts, Brandon Lowe, Joe McCarthy, Brandon Cook, and Ian Gabau. And that's why I mean, they have to be on the floor, and the Ravens fans, they got a big fan. I mean, they're doing so well this year, going above so many expectations, and they have just keeping draft class after draft class in and out of Tampa Bay. And even though they did end up, they do end up trading a lot of their guys, I mean, this is just another draft class that's going to come in and take over when the guys end or get later in their career in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're going to have to go to break. But when we do come back, we will be going into the big picks of the 2015 that will be drafted and also be going into more analysis deeper into those picks. So please stay tuned in. You do not want to miss it. All right, we'll be back in about 3.5 minutes.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Inside now will be Will, and it's now time for you to give your analysis on Dansby Swanson.
Well, I mean, if you've been watching any of the college baseball World Series, I mean, just some of the stuff that this guy does, leading Vanderbilt to the College World Series 2 years in a row now, and they're the heavy favorites to win with many other people on their team, very high draft picks. And, I mean, he's just – he can do everything. He's an exceptional fielder and also exceptional at the plate, too.
I mean, my first thing about Dansby Swanson is I go back to his freshman year at Vanderbilt, and, I mean, he had foot and shoulder injuries. I limited him to 6 at-bats his first year, but he did return with a vengeance in 2014. Where we have to start Dansby Swanson in his freshman year at Vanderbilt. 6 at-bats, he wasn't really on the radar for drafts in college from that point on, but then after he came back in 2014 and had a monster year with Vanderbilt and led them to the College World Series, that's when things got interesting with him.
Yeah.
I mean, in 2014, he took home most outstanding player honors at the College World Series as the Commodores won their first ever championship, then became the top position prospect in the college class after a strong summer with the U.S. Collegiate National Team. So, I mean, Dansby Swanson, career goes like this. His freshman year, he only had 6 at-bats. And then he comes for sophomore year, and he wins the College World Series. He gets most outstanding player, and then he dominates in the U.S. Collegiate National Team. I mean, those 2 years are so different from each other, and now going from the drafted number one to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, 2 years ago, he wasn't even on the radar front with anybody, and then to see where he is right now, it is just so amazing what Dansby Swanson's been able to do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, those numbers, only 16 at-bats his freshman year, and then they come back and be arguably the best player in college baseball the second year. Basically, his freshman year is just unbelievable.
I mean, he's really maintained his status from last year's College World Series this spring by proving he can handle shortstop after moving from second base to replace Yankees' ninth round pick Vince Condi. So, after Vince Condi left last year after the College World Series, I mean, there was nowhere for shortstop. And Dansby Swanson, proved he can step up, move to shortstop, and excel at shortstop. And that's what scouts like about him so much. He's so coachable. He can move around the diamond and switch positions. And I just think he's so adaptable. He has really changed his life after his freshman year in college. And now he's getting picked number one overall in the MLB draft.
Yeah, definitely. Just in a crazy journey for him.
I mean, most scouts think Swanson has a quickness and arm strength to stay at shortstop long term, even though he hadn't played there since he was at Georgia High School in 2012, when the Rockies drafted him in the 38th round. So Dansby Swanson was drafted by the Rockies in the 38th round, which obviously there's 40 rounds. And I'm pretty sure Dansby made the right choice to go to Vandy and then get drafted number one overall. And, I mean, that just proves that 38th round guys, they can still show up and be drafted extremely high, just like Dansby is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even, sorry to change the subject, but Ian Happ, the ninth overall pick, wasn't even drafted out of high school. So, I mean, there's always possibilities for everyone.
All right, Dansby, to do the 7-minute stretch, but when we do come back, it'll be time for the 7-minute, for Say Something and Closing Statements. You do not want to miss it. Please stay tuned in.
Thank you.
we're back on Nintendo Lobby.
And it's now time for Say Something. Well?
I'm just going to take away our discussion on who the best team was in the draft, and even though I thought it was the Cubs, you thought it was the Astros. We'll just have to see what all comes down.
All right, and it's not time for me to say something. Well, I'm just going to do a quick question here. What do you think of Inside MLB possibly going to the Cape Cod Summer League in late July?
Wait. What? Can you repeat that? What's the lake what?
The Cape Cod baseball, like, for the best college prospects.
We're going to need to talk about that at school because, yeah, I've never heard you say anything about that, so, yeah.
Okay, so we'll get into that probably tomorrow, and I'd like to thank Jason Sens, Will Bonneau from Prince Planet and Production. That's Inside MLB. We're on MLB.com and that's used on the show tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the next edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio the same year as I said before and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Fector. My co-host is Will McFadden. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it.